What are cold and allergy remedies?
In general, whether or not you take medicines for a cold, you'll get better in about a week. Rest and liquids are the best treatment for a cold. Antibiotics will not help. But non-prescription medicines help relieve some cold symptoms, such as nasal congestion and cough. Allergy symptoms, especially a runny nose, often respond to antihistamines. Antihistamines are also found in many cold medicines, often together with a decongestant. But the value of antihistamines in treating cold symptoms is under debate. Decongestants. They make breathing easier by shrinking swollen mucous membranes in the nose, allowing air to pass through. They also help relieve a runny nose and postnasal drip, which can cause a sore throat. Decongestants can be taken orally or used as nose drops or sprays. Decongestant pills are probably more effective and provide longer relief, but they cause more side effects. Pseudoephedrine, the active ingredient in products such as Sudafed, is an oral decongestant. In some states, medicines containing pseudoephedrine are kept behind the pharmacist's counter or require a prescription. You may need to ask the pharmacist for it or have a prescription from your doctor to buy the medicine. Sprays and drops provide rapid but temporary relief. Nasal sprays containing phenylephrine, such as neosinephrine, are effective. Sprays and drops are less likely to interact with other drugs than oral decongestants are. Saline nose drops are not decongestants, but may help keep nasal tissues moist so the tissues can filter air. When taking decongestants, remember the following. Check the label before you use these medicines. They may not be safe for young children. If you use these medicines, always follow the directions about how much to use based on age and in some cases weight. Not everyone needs the same amount of medicine. Decongestants can cause problems for people who have certain health problems, such as heart disease, high blood pressure, glaucoma, diabetes, or an overactive thyroid. Decongestants may also interact with some drugs, such as certain antidepressants and high blood pressure medicines. Read the package carefully, or ask your pharmacist or doctor to help you choose the best decongestant for you. Drink extra fluids when taking cold medicines. Do not use medicated nasal sprays or drops more than 3 times a day or for more than 3 days in a row. Continued use will cause a rebound effect, in which your mucous membranes swell up more than before you use the spray. If you are pregnant, check with your doctor or pharmacist before using a decongestant. Cough preparations. Coughing is your body's way of getting foreign substances and mucus out of your respiratory tract. Sometimes, though, coughs are severe enough to impair breathing or prevent rest. Water and other liquids, such as fruit juices, are probably the best cough syrups. They help soothe the throat and also moisten and thin mucus so it can be coughed up more easily. You can make a simple and soothing cough syrup at home by mixing 1 part lemon juice with 2 parts honey. Use as often as needed. This can be given to children older than 1 year of age. There are 2 kinds of cough medicines, expectorants and suppressants. Expectorants help thin the mucus and make it easier to cough mucus up when you have a productive cough. Look for expectorants containing guaifenesin, such as Robitussin, Mucinex, and Vicks 44E. Suppressants control or suppress the cough reflex and work best for a dry, hacking cough that keeps you awake. Look for suppressant medicines containing dextromethorphan, such as Robitussin DM. Don't suppress a productive cough too much unless it is keeping you from getting enough rest. When taking cough preparations, remember the following. Cough preparations can cause problems for people with certain health problems, such as asthma, heart disease, high blood pressure, or an enlarged prostate. Cough preparations may also interact with sedatives, certain antidepressants, and other medicines. Read the package carefully, or ask your pharmacist or doctor to help you choose one. Cough suppressants can stifle breathing. Use them with caution if you are older than 60 or if you have chronic respiratory problems. Be careful with cold medicines. They may not be safe for young children, so check the label first. If you do give these medicines to a child, always follow the directions about how much to give based on the child's age and weight. Read the label so you know what the ingredients are. Some cough preparations contain a large percentage of alcohol. Others contain codeine. There are many choices. Ask your pharmacist to advise you. Avoid cold remedies that combine medicines to treat many symptoms. Avoid alcohol if you are taking medicine with dextromethorphan in it. If you are pregnant, check with your doctor or pharmacist before using a cough preparation. Antihistamines. They dry up nasal secretions and are commonly used to treat allergy symptoms and itching. There are two types of antihistamines. Older antihistamines, such as chlorpheniramine and diphenhydramine, may make you sleepy or make it harder for you to concentrate. They can also affect your coordination, even when they do not make you drowsy. Newer antihistamines, such as cetirizine and loratadine, have fewer side effects. Many of the newer antihistamines cause less drowsiness than older antihistamines, or cause no drowsiness at all. If your runny nose is caused by allergies, an antihistamine will help. For cold symptoms, home treatment and perhaps a decongestant will probably be more helpful. It is usually best to take only single-ingredient allergy or cold preparations instead of those containing many active ingredients. Chlorpheniramine, such as chlortrimetan, and diphenhydramine, such as Benadryl, are single-ingredient antihistamine products. Products such as Dristan, Coracetin, and Triaminic contain both a decongestant and an antihistamine. When taking antihistamines, remember the following. Don't give antihistamines to your child unless you've checked with the doctor first. Using an antihistamine to treat the stuffiness of a cold will often thicken the mucus, making it harder to get rid of. Drink extra fluids when taking antihistamines. Avoid alcohol when taking antihistamines. Antihistamines can cause problems for some people with health problems such as asthma, glaucoma, epilepsy, or an enlarged prostate. Antihistamines may also interact with some drugs, such as certain antidepressants, sedatives, and tranquilizers. Read the package carefully, or ask your pharmacist or doctor to help you choose an antihistamine that will not cause problems. When you take an antihistamine that makes you drowsy, the drowsiness usually decreases with continued use. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist if the medicine still makes you drowsy, or if the medicine isn't helping your symptoms after 1 week. You may want to try an antihistamine that doesn't cause drowsiness. If you are pregnant, check with your doctor or pharmacist before using an antihistamine.